The farmers say their crops are now wilting due to the scorching heat, dashing all hopes of having a reasonable harvest in the 2015-2016 agricultural season. This is the general outlook in areas like Mangura and Makonde, where some maize seed did not germinate at all. The crops that were at knee level are now wilting. Mangura farmer Sabina Jiri predicts that there will be a devastating drought this year in his area.
In the past, we would have planted our crops by now, but this year, no one has done that. Those that planted seeds are facing problems. They have not yet germinated.
His views were echoed by Makonde farmer Priska Nyandoro, who added that nothing will change in the fields even if the rains come now, since the planting season is now over. Despite that, she said, any rains now will provide drinking water for villagers and livestock. Like all the farmers in this region, Nyandoro is now looking for divine intervention. His colleague, Philemon Banda of Lions Den, agrees. Some farmers, though, believe that the current dry spell is caused by non-compliance with the traditional rain-making rituals. Some Zimbabweans normally conduct rain-making ceremonies before the start of the rain season. Most of them are conducted at the Njerere Shrine in Matobo, Matabeleland South Province, where rainmakers known as Wasonazi lead the traditional ceremonies. Hilary Foya said all this is not being done properly these days.
We are no longer following our tradition. Ancient people used to go and ask for rain. They used to be given rain. Today, there are so many churches, and the people have lost their tradition. We are no longer doing what we used to do long time ago. We used to have feasts, isn't it? They had names. People should go back to tradition.
On the other hand, some farmers say people should take heed of the advice given by agronomists who are calling for the growing of drought-tolerant crops like rapoko, sorghum, and others. Farmer Idris Zare Wanani said such crops are the only way to get a good harvest even during dry seasons.
To plow dry short season plants like beans, soybeans, sorghum, millet, rapoko.
Several agronomists say mid-season droughts normally lead to crop failure. One of them, Ken Manzira, said, without elaboration, farmers should choose the right crops for their soils.
We need to identify at least a crop that sustains the farm. A crop that will ensure that you are able to pay your rent, you are able to pay your workers. So you need to invest in irrigation.
Weather experts are convinced that climate change is here to stay and the farmers should learn new survival methods in order to get good harvest. Zimbabwe needs more than 2 million metric tons of maize per year for domestic purposes. With the El Nino weather phenomena gripping Africa and beyond, the future looks bleak for most Zimbabwean farmers. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Ata Achigoriwa.